Head coach and GM Derek Keenan joins us once again. Coach, how are you?
Doing well, Jason. How are you?
I'm good. Are you a healthy eater?
I am, actually, yes. I try to be, anyway. I mean, sometimes you fall off a little bit, but, yeah, I'm pretty healthy.
Okay, nice. Very entertaining game on Saturday night. The two best teams are, you know, it was a close game from start to finish. And Nick Bilic, your secret sniping weapon in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, it was a hard-fought, extremely physical, fast game. And, Nick, he came through. He got the famous power play transition goal, which you don't see every day, and we actually had three in that game, and that's a bit rare. And then he got a big goal. We created a turnover and managed to get a 3-on-2, and Toronto smartly played the offensive guys coming off the bench and left Nick wide open, and he buried the ball, paid attention to the shooting plan, and made a nice shot both times. So it was good to see. He's such a hard-working kid, and brings so much in other areas. It's good to see him rewarded with a couple of big goals.
Your team was leading 7-5, and it looked like you were going to go into the fourth quarter up. They scored two goals late in the third quarter, then two goals early in the fourth, like four goals in about a 3.5-minute span. Really seemed to get the momentum, but after that, you guys locked down the doors defensively. What happened in that little four-minute stretch to allow them to get four goals?
They made some nice shots. I mean, they made one play that we had a small defensive breakdown. I think on Kevin Ross's goal, we actually were in the right place, but we tried to pick off a pass rather than take body. I think that was one that kind of got it rolling. And then they got on a couple of well-placed long shots. And the game was like that. It was very much up back and forth in terms of momentum. I mean, I thought we really had momentum in the second quarter, and then we got that 5-minute major and kind of took it away from us in trailing 4-3. And then they scored first and third, and then we kind of took it back from them. And it was back and forth like that the whole game. And, you know, and then we scored the final four to get the win. So nothing really in particular. I really thought that after their four-goal run, I thought defensively we locked down pretty good. I don't think we really gave them a whole lot after that. And I think our added depth, we used 10 guys at the back. I think that helped us a little bit in that game.
That's what was my next question, the 10 versus 6. It helped on your power play. Robert Church at the top was unbelievable, very accurate shots. How did your offensive guys handle only having 6?
I didn't think we were very good 5-on-5. And I don't know whether it was because we only had 6, or I think some of it was Mark and Zach weren't great, and I think a lot of it was, or not a lot, I can only guess that some of it is playing in front of your family and friends, and they got into that mode of trying too hard to make things happen rather than letting things happen and come to them, and a lot of it involved standing flat-footed, and especially Mark, I thought, you know, he's trying to beat guys like Brody Merrill from a standstill position, and that's not going to happen. He gets his stick in on your hands and knife checks, and you know, and it can be very frustrating to play against because he's a tall, long guy as well, and they matched up against Brody against Mark all night, and he struggled. Got a couple big goals though, one in transition and another one he made a nice playoff ball. So, but they struggled. I thought those two in particular struggled 5-on-5. I think we only really had 3 or 4 settled 5-on-5 goals. A lot of credit to Toronto's defense. I thought they were excellent. I thought their goaltender was really good. It's one of those games where I thought, you know, we were able to create turnovers at key times and score transition goals, and that's what we're capable of doing at times because of how strong our defense is and how athletic we are back there.
Derek Keenan, head coach and GM of the Rush, joined us. Big victory in Toronto. Now they stay on the road. They're in Rochester this weekend. You know, it's funny. Matthews has an off night, still comes away with 6 points. But you mentioned a lot of those coming on the power play, which was good for you with Robert Church at the top. No Corey Conway in the lineup. Can you give me your thoughts on McIntosh, his game? Was he forcing too many shots, Derek? What have you seen from him the last week? Are teams playing him different now than they did maybe early on in the season?
Maybe a little. I thought he was actually not for a couple times a little bit hesitant, and then he had a couple good opportunities where He has a couple of what we call automatic finishes that he needs to get away from and change things up, because the goalies watch a lot of film in our league, and there was one in particular, I think, in the fourth quarter, actually third quarter, where he just had to keep running by Miller and throw it as he's where he was running to, and he went back across his body, and Miller was sitting there waiting for it. So, and that's kind of Ben's shot. He needs to change that up. So the opportunities were there, you know, for him. I'm not concerned. He's just, he's a hard-working kid. He's going to do all the things away from the ball to get himself open and get others open. So, you know, I think that's the first game this year he hasn't scored. So for a rookie, that's pretty strong performances, game in, game out. But he did some other things well, you know, loose ball repossessions, and he's always responsible in transition to defense. So, you know, it's just one of those games, honestly, where goaltending was really good and their defense was stout, and we needed to grind it out, and we did.
One guy you had to be happy with, I think, with his shot selection more than anything, is Robert Church. Very quietly, he's really come on for you the last month.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, a really good player, you know, just great skills and really passion for the game. He just loves the game and works at his game all the time at home on his own, and always working on his shots and paying attention to film. And you know, another guy that you know, he's got really good skills, but he's kind of got great feet too. You know, he doesn't get a lot of credit for that, because you look at the guy, he kind of, we always go back to the draft. We drafted him, and Al Riz said to me, "We just draft a lacrosse player or an accountant," you know, and because he doesn't really look like an athlete, and but he's a good one. He just got really quick feet. He's able to create shooting lanes and does a nice job in the power play. Gives us a lot of options with our power play, with being able to put him at the top or in the shooter spot, or with the strong left look with Mark at the top. So. Yeah, he's a good player. Another kid that we drafted and is going to grow with the team.
Derek Keenan joins us. Derek, before that game, and I know you had known about it the week before, Aaron Bold came on and told me on Friday how, you know, before the home game against Vancouver, the practice, he didn't even want to practice. He was breaking down. He'd found out his girlfriend, Michelle, had, you know, been diagnosed with stage 4 breast cancer again after being 4 years free of it. And, of course, this is something that you know very well, having dealt with your wife, Wendy, for the last 15 months until, unfortunately, she passed away before the start of the regular season. What did you say? What did the players say? Because I know Aaron told us how he sent an email out before this game. How was that dealt with? And was it maybe easier because your team has gone through it before with your situation?
Yeah, I think so. I think it's brought us closer again. And I didn't know about it until, you know, I knew that she had breast cancer 4 years ago and that she was in remission. I was aware of that. So as far as I knew, all was good. And then 2 weeks ago at practice, Aaron and I had a long talk, and it was tough because I know what he's going through, and it's difficult. And so, you know, I offered him some advice. I really feel that after going through it myself, obviously the last 2 or 3 months, I needed to be as close as possible to Wendy, and I was, and I took the lead from the team, and that was the right thing to do. But the previous year, when things were, you know, stable and going well, she wanted me to be with the team and insisted on it. And it was good to be with the team. It was good for me to have that that 2 hours a week where you're focused on completely on a game. And that was my, you know, my advice to Aaron was, it's good to be around the team. It's good to have this a part of your life, because, you know, you have to change your lifestyle a little bit. You need to be there 24/7, but at the same time, you know, you can drive yourself to bad places if you don't have something else to occupy your mind with. And certainly with the support of our group that he has and is going to have going forward, it's a good place for him to be. So, and he's performed well. I got to give him credit, because I know it's not easy. And he's come in, he's had his struggles at practice, and, you know, and that's okay. But I'll tell you, game-wise, he's been really focused, and he's been great. So I think it's the right place for him to be at this time. And we'll just go week to week going forward and see how things go with Michelle.
Derek, he talked about how it was just so comforting for him to be able to talk to you because you understood, like realistically understood maybe what he was going through. You know, as a coach, players come to you with all different situations. I'm certain you've been a psychologist and on different levels for whatever, a variety of reasons. Mm-hmm. But this one must have been, you know, pretty tough considering, you know, it's only a few months removed since Wendy passed.
Yeah, it was. Like, I was shocked at first. Like, I couldn't believe it. You know, she's 29 years old, and, you know, everything was going well, and I think they just bought a house together, planning on starting a family. And you hear those things, and you just, you know, it's hard. It does bring you back a little bit, but at the same time, just want to be there for the guy, and having been through it myself, I think I have, you know, a lot to offer to him, and hopefully I can continue to do that. It's not easy for him. He's like any guy, right? He's an emotional guy, and but he's got a whole family behind him. You know, our group, you know, they already raised a bunch of money for him on the weekend, and because I know there's going to be some hard times ahead that way, and hopefully, you know, they're going to try everything they can to get her through this, and perhaps, you know, hope for a miracle, and we're going to do everything we can to support. But, you know, I'm just there for him. You know, he wants to talk at any time. I'm gonna do my best that I can to help him through it and help her through it. So, and we'll stick together as a family, and just brings us tighter. And and I think you're right. Like, having been through it before as a team, it does help a little bit. I think the guys have the experience, and they were so helpful to me and so supportive that I know that they're the same way there.
Well, Derek, it was a big win, you know, very emotional win, I'm sure, for not only Aaron Bowl, but the entire team. And you guys move forward looking ahead to Rochester. Continued success. Appreciate your time as always.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Jason.